This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The homilist is Father Anthony Branken of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And truly, I think it is a beautiful custom that we have here at St. Odilo, the giving tree. Probably most parishes have something similar. But I think that what makes it so beautiful is that our children are turning the tables on what has become the new meaning of Christmas. At least the meaning that the world wants to give to Christmas. You know, the world out there that does not want to hear any prayers. The world out there that does not want to see a nativity scene. The world out there is that offended to hear the mention of Jesus' name. The world out there that resists all thought of his beautiful Virgin Mother, Mary. The world out there that says he belongs only in the church building and not out in the market square. They always prattle on about how we in America have freedom of religion, freedom of worship. But we are fast approaching a world, a society, a country, if we're not there already, where all they will allow us to do is to worship in this building. That anything out there that smacks of the talking of faith in public, or trying to inculcate the religion of God beyond these walls, will be, or already is, strictly regimented or forbidden. This is the world that decrees that the mere mention of Christmas is against what this country is about. They say it that way. That the words Christ and Mass may never be uttered publicly together, but only happy holidays. Happy holidays. Does that mean anything to you? It certainly means nothing to me. Like most of what passes for American culture these days, it has no rhyme or reason. Happy holidays. Just an excuse for the politicians to preen and the B-list celebrities to convert, and all of it on a 41-inch flat-screen television that they persuaded us to buy so that we will be happy. What an achievement. I cringe every year when I hear the commercials from the banks who, with the city of Chicago, sponsor a silly celebration called the Winter Wonder Fest. What in God's name is the Winter Wonder Fest? A party that celebrates cold and darkness? And what are they wondering at? Snow? Ice? Oh, that's real smart. Maybe they're wondering about the toy soldiers, you know, the ones that come from some 19th century European ballet. What is Winter Wonder Fest supposed to be about? Well, I guess we all know that this foolishness is driven by two things. The first is an anti-Catholic feeling, an anti-Christian feeling. But it also is driven by the merchants who bombard us on television and the radio and the newspapers, who do not miss the smallest chance to tell us that Christmas is about buying and selling and even borrowing so that we can buy some more and they can sell some more. And the evil irony is that often enough they use the sweet memories of long ago Christmases past, but they will not help us remember why those memories are so sweet from long ago. And they are sweet because the old Christmas was about the little baby Jesus. But we're in the new Christmas. We're in the Winter Wonder Fest, where we learn not about a God who loves us by giving himself, but about how we can measure love by how much people give us. And that the more we get from those whom we have shamed into giving, well, then the happier we will be. Is this not the message of every commercial that we hear, that the purchase of more things will make for a happier life? Isn't that what all those smiles on all those faces of all those models and all the newspaper ads are trying to tell us? That if we buy more stuff and receive more stuff, only then will we be happy. And that is such a lie. Because none of those things that we put on our back or place in our hands can add one more day to our lives. Not one more flat screen, HDTV, or iPod can do one thing to help us live well, or die in the state of grace, or get to heaven. And what pressure this consumer culture puts on our families to believe all these lies. These merchants working hand in hand with the bankers and the traders and the politicians squeeze our poor parents relentlessly, trying to convince them that their children need all these things, this meaningless stuff, these piles of plastic Chinese garbage, If the children are to be fulfilled and happy and bright, but they won't be happy and bright or fulfilled because of all that junk. Who has not seen the orgy of greed that Christmas can so often become, with the front room choked with children and wrapping paper and never so much as a thank you? And too often is spoken or unspoken, is that all? No, Christmas, as this world would explain it, never satisfies, because it's about receiving. It's about getting. It's about taking gifts and thrills and food. Christmas, as this world understands it, always disappoints. Christmas for this world is a promise that is always empty. I asked an older man once what toys he got for Christmas back in the olden days, and I thought it would be interesting to know what Christmas was like, you know, just a few years after the turn of the last century. And he told me they were poor, they were very poor as a family. His father was just a laborer who made $7 a week, four of which went for rent for their third floor flat, three for food and clothing and heat. And the only toy this man ever remembered ever getting in all of his childhood was a little green top that he played with behind the big black cast iron stove that sat in their kitchen. And he kept that little green top even into his adulthood. I know, because I found it once in his dresser. He was my father. But he really didn't care that he got no toys for Christmas most of his life, and just an orange or two and a couple of raisins, because he had a mother and a father who loved him. He had sisters and a brother whom he loved, and he had his Catholic faith and his loving family. He knew that the deepest comfort he could ever receive every Christmas was that they were all home together, under God and with Jesus. Of what use would all of that plastic modern junk have been to him without his mother and father, without his brothers and sisters, and all the embraces and love that flowed between them all? Remember Toys for Tots? I think they're still doing it. It was a huge effort on the part of many to buy toys for poor children. I used to bless the motorcyclists on the south side. There were 10,000 motorcyclists that would gather at the Forest Preserve on about 87th and Western, 83rd actually, and they would each buy a toy or a stuffed animal and who knows what, and they were strapped to their backs, and then they'd rev up their bikes and roar down Western Avenue to the north side to bring their toys to the Tots. I know they all meant well, but I used to wonder, maybe those kids needed more than toys. I would bet that they were in desperate need of mothers and fathers who were home for them. They might need the love of brothers and sisters, and maybe even the knowledge of the true faith. But all they'll get from Toys for Tots is toys. They'll just break in about 2 hours. This is the world's Christmas. This is where Happy Holidays goes to. This is the Winter Wonderfest in all of its meaningless superficiality. Christmas, and therefore life, and therefore love, is about what others give to us, and not about what we give to others. That's why the giving tree is a good idea, and ideas like it, reminding us that Christmas is about giving, giving love and giving life, and making sacrifices and offerings for those we love, maybe even for those we don't love. Christmas is about kind words exchanged by husbands and wives for each other. It's about children hugging their mommies and daddies, and mommies and daddies hugging each other. It's about brothers and sisters taking care of one another and watching out for the less unfortunate. Christmas is about going to church and asking our blessed Lord to protect and cherish, abide with, and defend our families who are under such assaults that they need God more than ever. I do hope if there are any lessons to be learned during Advent, there's only one lesson. It's that Christmas is not about things. It's about grace. And grace is free. Christmas is about love. God for us, we for each other. And we really need no more than that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.